So what happens is like that. We need to have this prepared. We need to prepare, and we practice at the center. We should practice. And you know, these days, whenever I come to the center, there's always three or four groupies, fans, hanging out downstairs, waiting for me. One's holding an incense. I'm so scared they almost burned me a few times. Like, dear, when you're holding incense to Rinpoche, when he comes, you don't stick it in his face and make sure he smells it. I got people holding incense like when I'm coming. I'm like, welcome, Rinpoche. I'm like, yes, thank you. I mean, what are you doing? Light my ciggy, bud? You hold the incense a little distance away, and the incense should be just one little stick, and it's broken with a string hanging down or some short little thing because you were in a rush. Now, the incense should be a whole packet and packed well with a wrapping that's very beautiful, five colors, like the traditional type. Or you get the traditional incense type holder that's made of wood you can see in India. You can ask cutting room to get one, and then you can hold one incense stick like that, and then you hold it at elbow length like this in front of the lama and gradually escort the lama in. The signal is, I purify the place for my lama to come. Why? So that I may collect the merit of purifying my karma. And gradually bring it in. And then the flowers, you know, people show up with these stalks of flowers. Some of it's dried up. Some of the petals that fell out, they're like, hi, Rinpoche. And I'm like, are you giving me a signal? Is that what I am? And then they have the kapas. They all stand there on the street. You know, wearing Sunway masks where the car's going back and forth and the car in the back going, ah, ah. And they're in the street like, oh. Some of them go, oh, thank you. I'm like, but I didn't put it on you. I'm waiting for someone just go, hey, Rinpoche, welcome. It's so scary. So you know what I do? Every time I come to the center, there's always three or four groupies on there with a flower that I'm probably allergic to, with a kata that's all wrinkled, standing there like, we don't want to alert the neighbors, dearie. And then you've got the incense guy, you know, sitting there like, you know, hi. Never get people who don't like Rinpoche with the incense because they'll get me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, ow. And I'm going to teaching. I can't get revenge. You know, I mean, what is this? We're in the middle. It's wonderful. It's nice. Every time Rinpoche comes, we don't need to do that. Only on special occasions. Why? I'll tell you why. We don't have our own ground. We don't have our own play yard. We're with neighbors. We need to respect all the people all around us so we don't freak them out. I know you guys show respect. It's very nice. But show me respect by organizing the committee, taking care of the newbies. I would love that. So only on special occasions. How? The kata doesn't need to be offered every time. I just saw you yesterday at the mamak stall. Today you're like... Ah, yo. Why the mamak stall I don't get kata? Why my face was? In the middle of the street with the cars honking and people going back and forth, the ladies are shopping with dogs. They're like, oh, my welcome. Oh, and sometimes the kata is like this. Oh, and then I show up, they're like, oh. By the time they unravel it, I'm upstairs. Sometimes I get up to the center. My private door is locked. I'm like, who is it? It's Rinpoche. Oh. I mean, come on. It's really funny. I don't get really upset. I think, ah, yo. You know, a few times I will go up to my private entrance. Who is it? It's the boogeyman. Who do you think it is? I'm in that door. Oh. Then I went, hi, Rinpoche. Hi. I'm not upset. I'm not begging you for respect. Let's get organized. That's all. Let's get organized. We can move to the next step. It sounds funny. It looks funny. It is funny, actually. It's quite funny. This is like a sitcom. People think I'm a paid actor to be a Rinpoche. You guys are paid extras just to laugh on cue. They're going to think that. I'm telling you. But it's okay, think what they want. I am Tem Rinpoche, and these are real students. So, we need to organize that. Let's practice at our own center. Okay, we make some mistakes here, but let's master it. Why? Because I want to look good for the public. I want to do it traditional, and I want to follow some protocols. Why? The protocols are not meant to stifle you or to force a Tibetan culture on you. No. The protocol is a way of gaining merits, showing respect, and introducing your lama to the world. And it's been set in a standard way for people who don't know how to do it. So I am not forcing Tibetan culture on you. No. No. It is just a way to systematize how to introduce our Lama to the world, how to show our devotion in a way that's time-tested in Ganden. That's all. So that's all it is. So we should have that. So when I come to the Dharma Center, you don't have to be down there all the time. Just be nearby over there and then have the door open, please. Please have the door open. Or put a doorbell, ding dong. Or have a, you know, like a video machine. Hi, who is that? It's Rinpoche, hi. Who's that, Rinpoche? Oh, you can come in, thanks.